USANews.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network and all across America, night after night after night. Why you're hearing about the egg recall. Millions and millions and millions of eggs are being recalled because of the threat of salmonella. And 1,000 people have contracted salmonella. And the government is going to, they're going to pass new legislation. They're going to outlaw salmonella in our eggs. Now, what percentage of the eggs, of the 300 or so million eggs that they've recalled, have salmonella? They don't tell us. How many people ordinarily get salmonella, before the egg recall? They don't tell us that. But night after night, our reality is eggs are dangerous. But don't you worry, the government's going to pass legislation that's going to take care of it. Now, we know that the government's been trying to help us as far as the housing crisis is concerned. In fact, isn't that the purpose of government, is to help the people? They've come up with eight different programs. Eight programs to help people stay in their homes, and after eight programs in the expenditure of billions and billions of billions of dollars, why, we had the worst month last month that we've ever had as far as people losing their homes and a collapsing housing market. So do you really think the government's going to be able to solve the problem? Is it possible that the media is used to manipulate our reality? You remember night after night after night after night, we saw the oil gushing from the oil well there and in the Gulf, supposedly. But we haven't been told the whole story because, of course, this is really being used to try to get federal legislation through to actually put a ban on the drilling, offshore deep drilling, not only in the Gulf but off Alaska. Well, is it possible this whole thing was manipulated to justify extending the power of government? Is there some sort of relationship between the media and the people who control the government today? Well, there's a wonderful new book out. I've been reading it. It's written by a good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who actually was a successful scientist and headed some very, very profitable research projects. And he was doing very, very well studying all these things for industry and global warming and things like that until he suddenly realized, of course, that the problems of global warming and acid rain and others were being intentionally exaggerated, and there is no science behind it. And he gave up a very profitable job to try to get to the American people and let them understand that their minds were being manipulated. And global warming was not a scientific fact. It was a media creation. And we were being led down the road towards the destruction of society. Well, Michael, we've interviewed many times before, but he's come up with this great new book, which we do carry, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. Michael, I'm really enjoying your book. You did a great job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Stan. It's one that I actually wrote 7 years ago, maybe eight, but it was over 1,000 pages long. It was way too long to try to sell to the general public, and I just kind of let it languish for a few years and went on to other issues, and then realizing that what Obama was doing in this administration was bringing to light exactly what I was talking about in this book. I mean, he was making it happen, what I was talking about going to happen in that book 8 years ago. And I couldn't pass up the opportunity, and I boiled it down to a little over 200 pages and put it in and really tried to edit it so that the average person can read it and enjoy it. In fact, apparently that's been very successful because I've been getting nothing but rave reviews about how good this book is and how much it explains. It provides the broad overview of what they're trying to do, how they have done it, why we're so deeply divided, what we can do, start to begin to do about it. Obviously, it's going to be generations to reverse what they have done. But it is a really, really good book for understanding what these what are motivating these people, what drives them, why we're having the division. And it's because we have two really different worldviews, radically opposed worldviews, vying for power here in this United States. And it's the progressive movement that you've heard about, the extreme liberals, far-left liberals, if you want to call them that, basically following what is known as the philosophy or the form of government put down by Jean-Jacques Rousseau in France in the 1800s, compared to the model of the U.S. Constitution, the foundation of the Declaration of Independence, which literally lifts right off of his writings of John Locke some of the premises where property rights and man's protection, man as a sovereign over government, is critically important. Those two philosophies, John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, is really, really diametrically opposed the model that Rousseau set down, even though he had some of the same language as Locke had in his writings in the 1700s. When Jean-Jacques Rousseau came online in the 1800s, he basically wanted to set man free. Remember, they had a feudal form of government still in France at the time. England had disposed of its feudalism centuries before with the evolution of the Magna Carta. And so John Locke was actually writing from a position of seeing what independence and freedom could literally do for the nation and the individuals, whereas Jean-Jacques Rousseau was still in the bowels of this very, very damning form of government called feudalism. And he wanted to set the people free, but he did it by creating a broad consensus of people, the group, as it were, the collective, who has absolute control over everyone and everything, so that the government has control over the individual, the government sovereign over the individual, whereas the Locke model and what we're supposed to have here in the United States is the individual is sovereign over the government. It makes a huge, huge difference.
Amen to that. I think that everybody would prefer, 95% of the people would prefer being free rather than being enslaved. Of course, everybody likes to get something for nothing, and the way that the government is able to get people behind them is it gives them money. I mean, government is going to give you a check. It's going to provide for your health care. It's going to provide for your education, and it's not going to cost you anything. And what is that? Isn't that wonderful? I mean, we all want to win. We'd love to go to Las Vegas because we're going to make money when we go there. We'd love, of course, to enter a lottery because we're going to win, or at least we hope we're going to win. But when it comes to government, they provide things, but nobody ever points out that the government doesn't have any money. It's taking from one to give to another to get people to vote for it so they can expand their control over their lives. but who's responsible, who's behind it, and that's why this book is so important. We'll be right back.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, is Michael Kaufman. And, of course, the first part of the book is divided into three parts. You know what the problem is, and then... Number two is, who's behind this? Number three, third part is, what can we do about it? Of course, the part that intrigued me was the second part, the global agenda, because Michael refers to they do this, they do that, but who's really responsible for it? You see, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh's going to tell you all the problems. But Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck are, I don't think they're ever going to tell you who is really responsible for what's going on. And to me, that was really the most exciting part of the book, because most books tell you there's a problem, but they never tell you who's behind it. So you pick up the story, Michael.
Absolutely. They seem to go away from that. And yet, you know, Glenn Beck, for instance, I watch him occasionally, and he has mentioned Tragedy and Hope on several of his shows. And yet he never goes into any detail as to what Carol Quigley, the author of Tragedy and Hope, actually spelled out in that, and that is there is a group of international financiers, banking interests, that are trying to take over the world. He spells that out very clearly in numerous places, and yet Beck and others and so forth refuse to use that source, which is a good source. The most foremost historian of the 20th century, his credentials are impeccable, and so forth, and he spells it out. And with the signing of the Financial Reform Act 3 weeks ago, what we're seeing here is the fruition of exactly what Carol Quigley said they wanted to see happen in the future, because we have now the U.S. Federal Reserve, which, of course, I think most of you realize is not a U.S. institution. It's a private institution, mostly controlled by European sources, and that Federal Reserve has the big say in the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. And Carol Quigley said that we have the Bank of International Settlements will be really the umbrella for all of this eventually. And with that signing of that reform bill, it basically made that possible, because the increased powers of the U.S. Federal Reserve over our lives is just phenomenal in that Reform Act. We basically have put ourselves under the U.S. Federal Reserve, which, in fact, is the primary driver of the Bank of International Settlements, which Carol Quigley said would be the overarching umbrella for this world control in some time in the future.
And I think it's so important people understand that we do not have representative government. They did away with representative government. Everything is under control of the Fed, which is a privately owned central bank. And the people who own that central bank, both European and American, control America today. I suppose that we had to have this new legislation because, oh my goodness, look at the terrible problem. But ladies and gentlemen, they created the problem. They don't want to solve it. It's all an excuse to expand their control over the lives of every American citizen. So I think this part is, the second part gets into this globalist movement. But these are the people who've created the problems we have today. Why? Because they want all power in government, because they control government. They want a return to feudalism. This is what it's all about. Everybody will be controlled. And how could they possibly do this? How could something be that powerful that they would control the major banks in the United States? And actually, Michael talks about the various organizations with which they work. The organizations which really control America, which you'll never see or hear mentioned on either radio or television other than privately funded programs such as this. Go right ahead, Michael. Tell a little bit about...
You know, you mentioned they want to set up another feudal system, and that was actually part of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, if you recall, Stan. It's now, what, almost 15 years old. Or 16 years old, but nonetheless, the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, which you have copies of that you sell, or at least portions of it, and I think you probably have this portion in it, where the only way that they could reduce the human population to 1 to 2 billion people is what their goal is to reestablish the old feudal system of Europe, where they have the elite, ruling elite, that takes care of all the decisions and so forth, and then the mass of people, the serfs, at the bottom, that will literally be the worker bees and so forth of this new evolving system. And the way that they're going about it, what's happening, and especially in the last year and a half with the current Congress and administration, we are literally seeing that being put together at this point, a very benevolent, quote-unquote, form of government that takes care of the people. The people don't have to make any decisions. They can watch TV. They can go to sporting events. They can do all these little things that entertain them but don't really involve them in governing. That's what they're looking for. There is no question about it. I think the book explains that very well. I can't get into tremendous depth of the historical evolution of this. I did in my original book, but it's just too long for most people to wade through. So I made a choice and basically hit the high points of all of this agenda so that people can put it together. And this is the feedback I'm getting, is that it's being put together in a way that these folks can now go out and tell their friends and neighbors what is really going on, because they now clearly understand it. Before, because you had such huge pieces of information, disparate pieces of information that were not connected, it's been very difficult for people to do that. And if this book becomes a number one bestseller, and I have a chance maybe this weekend to make that happen, what I want to do is to basically make this a real controversial issue on the in the public arena and really expose these progressives for who they are. Now, not all progressives, and I think it's important for all of us to realize this, not all progressives have any idea of the global agenda. They have just bought into progressivism. And I don't know what happens when you become a progressive, but somehow you leave your brains behind and literally just follow the group, as it were, and whatever they say is your marching orders. And really, we are seeing that being put into place right now. It's ironic that several liberals have read this book. They've been open-minded. I wouldn't call them progressives, but they've been open-minded, but they're hardcore, well, not hardcore, but they're liberals. They voted for Obama, voted for this. They think Obama is still wonderful. They read this book. They didn't think they were going to read it, but they got hooked, and they got into it and realized with a great deal of shock how far we had progressed towards this. They had no idea that our founding fathers had set up a form of government that would protect us, and that these progressives are tearing it down, these world leaders who are using, really using the progressives as useful idiots, as Stalin once said, are tearing this down piece by piece, and of course that really has advanced a lot during the Obama administration.
And of course the thing is that these people control the Obama administration, but they always control the administration. Didn't matter, they control the Bush administration, they control the Clinton administration, they control every administration, and we focus on Obama. Oh, he is a communist, he is a Marxist, he's a socialist, he's a Muslim. Obama is simply a figurehead for the people who put him in office and tell him every day exactly what he will do. This is what's so hard for people to understand. We focus on Obama, and but he is simply a symptom of what we're... But he is not the cause. He is simply a puppet carrying out his job as he's told to. Well, certainly, Michael, I mean, you go into the background and you even mention some of these organizations that these people work through.
Yes, it is very important that we realize some of the key things that they're doing and actually how they have transferred the whole concept of a self-governing society into one in which the government has control over everything. They have gone a long ways, as I think most of the listeners understand, in trashing the United States Constitution. And what they have done in that process is these progressives, because they control the media and they control the education process, they control the judicial system, all of that, they have been able to successfully put and plant in the ideas of most people's minds that the Constitution is a living document. How wonderful. That needs to change as society changes. And they have, through that mechanism, through that deceit, I mean, it's absolute deception, they have been able to reverse absolutely 180 degrees many tenets of the U.S. Constitution. The freedom of religion, for instance, now is separation of church and state. It has nothing to do with freedom of religion. All of these things have been changed. They're trying to change Amendment 2 with gun control and so forth. All of these things have been slowly changed because they use this common sense, it's not as seductive, idea that, well, society's changing, this is an old document for meant for another era and so forth, and we have to have new ideas in it, and we have changed it almost to the point where it's destroyed. Let me tell you, folks, the Constitution was not written as a current-day document. It was written to control human nature. Yes, there are certain structural aspects to it, how many members of Congress based on the population and so forth. But beyond that, it's designed to control human nature. And one of the things that they set out to do is to make the federal government as weak as possible. Not only in the sense that it has limited powers, 18 enumerated powers supposedly, but that it is really divided into three parts. That power is divided into three parts, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches. They deliberately, and this could shock some of you, they deliberately made the government inefficient. Now, how many times in the last month have you heard President Obama or some liberal Democrat or something say that we must make the government more efficient to serve you? Folks, that is a death trap to walk down that road. What that does, because the only way the government can be made more efficient is to take away freedoms from the individual, from you. If the government is going to become efficient, they have to be able to control your life. That's the only way that can happen. And this idea that the government must be made more efficient is the ideal recipe for tyranny. It really is, and you need to understand that if you didn't before, that we cannot have an efficient government. The next level of government was the state. It has more power, authority given to it. By its own state's constitutions. And then finally, the local government has the greatest power because it's closest to the people. And it is the one that you can throw the rascals out when they start doing bad. You can expose them and start there. And that's what we need to be doing, is to start at the local level. Now, the congressional level elections are very, very important. Don't get me wrong, this coming November. We need to throw as many of the incumbents out as we possibly can. because even the Republicans, this has nothing to do with party affiliation. This has to do with right and wrong. Most of your, almost all of the Democrats are bought into this progressivism, and a good chunk of the Republicans have as well. And the rest of those people that haven't bought into progressivism are basically ignorant. And the only way that they can learn is for you as the population of the people, the citizenry, to force them to begin to understand the concept behind the Constitution of the United States, the Republican form of government. This book provides that information, and you can even give this book to your candidates and so forth and say that you have to read this in order to understand our constitutional republic, because we are destroying it, and I'm not going to vote for you unless you begin to reverse that action.
And I think people must understand that the freedom is lost when good people do nothing. We're the vast majority, but are there enough people who care about freedom? As long as things are good, why be concerned? Why fight the system? You can't fight City Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't fight City Hall, then we don't deserve to be free. Freedom is something, and Chris, you have that wonderful quotation from Winston Churchill about still, if you will not fight for the right, when you can easily win without bloodshed. One of my favorites. But you actually, you quote Joseph Stiglitz, formerly worked for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, where he talks about how these are the people who really run the world, and Sidney, the average individual has no say at all. That is the most amazing quotation towards the end of the book.
Yeah, Joseph Stiglitz is a very interesting fellow from the standpoint that he is very much involved in this group. I mean, he's a progressive himself, and yet he has written books that literally challenge the very basis of what their progressivism is.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman right here at the American Freedom Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
7 minutes, come in and get my coffee cup and give me a new cup of coffee.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, his book, Rescuing a Broken America. And, of course, Dr. Kaufman spends a good deal of time talking about Dr. Carol Quigley. I never met Dr. Quigley, Professor Quigley, but I certainly went through his papers back at Georgetown on several occasions, exhaustively spending weeks there. And so I feel that I know him, and certainly he was a brilliant individual. He hated people like you and I. Looked down on us, the common people who voted for Barry Goldwater. He used that term over and over again, the common people who voted for Barry Goldwater. He looked upon us with disdain, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're deeply indebted to him because he did actually bring out the important thing about the invisible government that rules us today. And unless you understand how this ties into finance and the people of great wealth, these elitists who want to be the new feudal lords, nothing makes sense. I mean, this is how they've changed our textbooks and changed our education and control what we think and what we believe and how we react. Well, Michael, would you like to go ahead and get your website out there and certainly get people how they could get in touch with your ministry?
Yes, my ministry's website is discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. And we have a lot of material on that. My business website is epi-us or -us.com. And most of the material that's on my ministry website is also on that. And then finally, the book that we're talking about is rescuingamericabook.com. Rescuingamericabook.com. But Stan, you are selling the book, so I would encourage the listeners to purchase the book from you, just so that you can maintain your ministry is critically important. I think a lot of you who listen to Stan really appreciate all that he's doing and need his support.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Anyway, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Kaufman, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. And certainly, it doesn't really good to talk about how bad things are unless, of course, you talk about who is really responsible. And there's an excellent section on going into the background of Professor Quigley's work, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the other internationalist groups working behind the scenes, people of great wealth who want to reestablish a feudal system. And ladies and gentlemen, they are in total control today. This is what people don't understand. And they largely determine what the American people think and believe. And if you were to go on the Rush Limbaugh program and talk about the things in this book, Rush would put you down and demonize you and laugh at you. And that's the technique. And the reason most people don't know is because Rush Limbaugh is one of the finest conservative voices, one of the most intelligent people that money could buy. Well, Michael, certainly the book then gets into what can you do? That's the last section of the book. What can we do? How can we get the people to understand that freedom is not free? If they're not involved, then these wicked, wicked, wicked people will take our freedom. And certainly the wonderful nation we've known here and enjoyed, and the freedom we've known and enjoyed, will soon become simply a remembrance of things past.
Yes, absolutely sure that is the case. I want to mention one thing, though, before I get into what we can do. And that one thing is the education process and the environmental movement. The education process here in our country, and you probably are aware of this, but literally there has been a deliberate effort over the last 100 years to dumb down education so that only one side of our history is shown. They have revised history, a tremendously revised history into their own image, and now basically anything dealing with Christianity and so forth is poupon. That never happened. All the rest is as bad as Ahmadinejad in Iraq, saying, or not Iraq, but Iran, saying that the Holocaust never existed, never happened. Our history has been so revised in the public school systems that anybody coming out has only a very, very general idea what happened. Nothing specific, nothing to do with Christianity, nothing to do with some of the hardcore facts, some of our failures, as well as the major successes, have been basically wiped out of our history books that our students, our kids are reading in their high school and middle school textbooks. Then you come to the environmental movement. And Stan and I, if you've listened for very long, you've heard us talk about this in the past, is that our environmental movement is basically designed to strike down private property rights. Right now, 2010 is the year of biodiversity. In the United Nations, they're starting out a 10-year program to lock down the protection of biological diversity around the world, which means tremendous pressure is going to be put on the United States to sign and ratify the Convention on Biological Diversity. We have talked about that in the past on past shows, Stan, how I was able to successfully stop, I think with God's help. It wasn't me. I was just being used. But nonetheless, we stopped it an hour before it was to be ratified in 1994. It's still there. I believe it has a very strong possibility of coming out during the lame duck session of Congress. We haven't heard a thing about it, but it could come out very suddenly and try to get it passed before anybody is even aware that they're doing it during the lame duck session.
And you're talking about the
very
treaty that was defeated back in the 1990s.
We stopped it from being ratified back in the 1990s, but it's still there. It still can come out, and we need to be alert to this. And, folks, get this book because it will help you understand how we defeated it, what's in it, and so forth. You need to be able to stand up and tell your senators, because that's who ratifies treaties, tell your senators that this is a very, very dangerous treaty. We've got to stop it at all costs because it will totally abolish private property rights as we know them in the United States if it has ever passed. And we've talked about on your program, Stan, how property rights, private property rights, are the key, one of the very foundational blocks to liberty and wealth creation. Wealth creation is it depends on private property because if you have legally protected private property rights, you can put up your house for collateral to buy into a business, to start a business, to buy into stock, whatever the case might be. And that creates then an avenue for wealth at the personal, individual level. Whereas if you do not have that, if you have a feudal system where all you are is a serf, you have no right to do that. As a consequence, you never will get out of your station of life. You will always be subdued and put down under the boot of the elite. And we've got to protect our private property rights. We are the wealthiest nation in the history of Earth. We must maintain that. We must be able to maintain that. Now, sometimes that wealth comes with a whole set of new problems, which we deal with overconsumption and so forth, and nihilism and all the rest. I mean, it does create a set of its own problems. But at the same time, there has never been a better nation in the history of this planet than we have or have had in the past, in the form of the United States of America, and we're very, very close to losing that. All of these, the global warming, you and I have talked about this on numerous programs, Stan, where it's a total and absolute fraud. It's probably the biggest fraud ever pulled over mankind in all of human history. There is, and I'm a scientist, I've led multi-million-dollar research efforts in global warming.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back. Get our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Here at the American Freedom Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt. Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, we're talking about his new book, Rescuing a Broken America. And ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems. Everybody knows we have problems, but nobody knows the solution. We're waiting for the Obama administration or someone else to come and save us. Maybe if we get the Republicans in, everything will be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, the leadership of the Republican Party is controlled by the same people that lead the Democrat Party. What we need are people in Congress who will not go along with the system, who are understand what this is going on and are not afraid to fight for freedom, because the battle is not being fought over in Afghanistan and in Iraq. It's being fought right here. And, of course, the enemies of freedom are very real. They want to reestablish a feudalistic system. They control the government. They control most of the people in Congress. And we need, of course, to get people there who will represent us, not the feudalistic interests. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, but this is an excellent book, philosophically, and then, of course, exposing the people who are using these concepts. Oh, we want to help the common people. Just give us more power, and we'll take care of those wicked people of great wealth. And it's the people of great wealth who are pushing this philosophy. That's the most incredible thing. And there's so many liberals out there who will tell you, oh, my goodness, we've got to stop these wicked people from controlling the government. And yet, of course, what they're doing is really centralizing more power in their hands without understanding that the secret of America was to limit the power of the federal government, because, of course, these people have used the power of the federal government to stop competition. That's what it's all about. Centralized power in government to prevent the wicked people from taking it over. And what they do is they use that power, they destroy the competition, and, of course, then they are the ones in positions of power. Certainly, Michael, what are the important things that you want to leave with our listeners this morning?
One of the things I think is realize, you know, the book doesn't go into Christianity very much, other than to say it's the founding block of the United States. I really felt led that I should not put anything about the Christian perspective on this, because I want to reach out to the secular world. That can come later. I have a feeling that if it becomes a number one bestseller, they're going to attack me on my Christianity, and that would be a good time for me to explain that. The other side is that, of the same coin, as it were, we need to be in prayer. For those of you who really understand what's going on, be on your knees and be praying that God will be able to use the various methods of exposure, this book just being one of them, to be able to expose what they're doing and at least give the average American citizen, Christian or otherwise — a lot of Christians don't have a clue as to what's going on either — that the opportunity of knowing the truth and making a decision for the truth. It's going to be, I think, a very interesting couple of years as this starts to become a issue that is out in the public arena, because you're going to have to make a choice. Are you going to stand up for the rights and the freedoms that made this nation great? Are you going to hide because you do not want to be demonized and lambasted and so forth? It's really coming down to that very rapidly, I think. And what we have seen with the Obama administration is it's going to be even accelerated more unless we get the right people in Congress this coming election. It's imperative that you take a stand in coffee breaks and so forth and explain at least part of what is going on so that people who do not know that are on your coffee break with you and so forth can begin to understand the truth. If necessary, give them one of these books to help them understand it. It has really been a very, very rewarding issue for me to hear back from liberals and other people who have given the books away to find out that they're, and it's only about 4 weeks old. I mean, this is really a brand new book that is already starting to have some impacts for those who have read it and been able to pass it along. So take advantage of it, but make sure that you're bringing the truth to those who do not know the truth. Even if you get ridiculed, you don't have to be dogmatic about it. You don't have to tear them down. In fact, that's the worst thing you can possibly do. Just to explain, well, that's not really what our founders intended, and the reason why they did this was because. That will help people to understand why our Constitution is so critically important and why we are destroying it with these progressive liberals that are now in Congress of both parties.
I certainly agree with you, Michael, and I think it's so vitally important. People have to be involved, and this is an excellent means of getting information out. And again, once again, the book is Rescuing a Broken America. And it goes into the people really behind it. It goes into Professor Quigley's writings. And you must understand that he's one of the few people who has been willing to come out, because he did have some problems after that. They certainly didn't appreciate the fact that he had blown their cover. He had actually exposed what was going on. Even though he sympathized with them, he felt that the truth should come out. But, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to know about the covert organizations, the work behind the scenes, subversive organizations that effectively control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process. Well, Michael, certainly I appreciate everything you do, and certainly appreciate your friendship. And one parting thought, we've got about a minute before I have to let you go.
Well, we didn't get into the solutions, and one of the solutions, obviously, is to push hard for electing the right people in this November election. I mean, we've got to do that. We just got at least to stop the forward progress of this in this election. We can't begin to repair. It's going to take generations to repair the damage that's been done, but we can start right now. The other is that there is, in the last chapter of this book, a technique that you can use in your local community. It is powerful, very, very powerful. It stopped multi-billion, $80 billion project, international project in the local community of Texas with the Travis, Texas Highway. Literally stopped it dead in its tracks. It's now a dead issue. Because in most laws, especially federal law, there are provisions in it where the local communities have, the federal government has to coordinate with the local communities, and if they don't, they can be taken to court. And if the local community says no, that's really the answer, unless the federal government can come up with a very, very valid reason why they should go against the local community. It's a powerful technique. Take a look at that when you buy the book, because it can work in your local community as well.
Amen to that. Well, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, the book again, Rescuing a Broken America. Michael, thanks very much for what you've done. But of course,
thank you,
Stan. You acknowledge, as I do, this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. Bye-bye. God bless.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. The book this morning, Rescuing a Broken America, we're going to be carrying it. We think it's an important book. We think Michael's done an excellent job on this. Also, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes right along with this in many respects, because we're talking about exactly the same people, why you need to get my book, you need to read it, you need to read Michael's book, you need to get this information and get it out across America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand that these people really, of course, want a feudalistic system, but behind that, they really want to destroy. Michael mentioned the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Now, what is that? That was a report that came out in 1994 as a result of the Second Earth Summit meeting held in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. The only summary of this, the report is 1,100 pages, but we have that summarized in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which you should have a copy of. That's Sustainable Development Syllabus, and the information there is vitally important. Why? Because you must understand that these people really plan to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, who in their right mind would do that? Well, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. They're intentionally poisoning us today with aspartame and MSG. Why do you think there's so much cancer and obesity? Why a dramatic increase in brain cancers in children? They know what these things do, and they're poisoning the American people. Why do you think that they don't outlaw tobacco? Because it kills so many people. Why do you think that they put the bisphenols? Are you lining all of our tin cans and they put it in baby bottles, you know? And so it's once you warm a baby bottle with milk in it, why, of course, the bisphenol comes out and it alters their hormonal structure. It's a feminizing hormone, and it feminizes our little boys. And, of course, why a lot of people just mixed up about their sexual orientation. They know what the phthalates do that are in so many of our plastics. They know what the fluoride does in the water and what the hydrofluorosilicic acid does to raise the lead levels. And they know what the aluminum and the mercury in the vaccines do, and they're in the process of killing off the people throughout the world and destroying their fertility. And that's what the vaccination program, we took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given in the United States, but we left it in the childhood vaccines given to children throughout the world because it destroys their fertility, turns their genes off, and destroys fertility not only in this generation, but in generations unborn. That they know what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned? Get the documentation on what we're saying. We have it. We'd be glad to provide it for you. Get our talks on, certainly on on the hidden agenda, which goes into fluoride, or get our material on aspartame, or get my population control agenda monograph. It's available up there on the internet for nothing. Get my talk, the DVD on the planned population reduction, and then help us get the information out. Let people know that they are intentionally destroying the health of our children, that children who are not vaccinated do not get the asthma. I mean, almost never see asthma in children who aren't vaccinated, or the severe allergies, or the autism, or the other developmental abnormalities. These people hate humanity. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense why we're fighting senseless wars, why they want to take us into a war with Iran, why they have generated all the wars of the past and the revolutions, the terrible and horrible bloody revolutions when millions have died. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our mission, and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security.